The Osgood Files, sponsored by AJC. Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
We can rebuild him. We have the technology. We can make him better than he was.
That, of course, was just a TV show. But step by step, bionic technology is becoming real.
And the simplest way to explain it is we've rewired him.
More after this from David Harris of AJC. We've seen an Olympic athlete compete on prosthetic feet. I once shook hands with an injured soldier with a mechanical hand that he controls using the remaining muscles in his arm. But there has never been a mechanical limb that could be controlled the way a natural limb is controlled, directly by the brain. Until now.
I seamlessly walk up to a set of stairs and just go up, foot over foot, up the stairs like you do.
4 years ago, Zach Vauter, a software engineer from Yelm, Washington, was injured in a motorcycle accident, lost almost all of his right leg. He was fitted with a standard prosthetic leg, which let him stand and walk, but his surgeon turned out to be an expert in rewiring nerves and thought it would work on Zach, and so he was sent to the Rehabilitation Institute of Chicago, where research scientist Levi Hargrove was part of a program funded by the Army to design a bionic leg that could be controlled directly by the nerve impulses, which were still being sent from Zach's brain to the leg that was no longer there.
So you just think about moving along. The device pushes you along, pushes you upstairs, helps control you when you walk downstairs, and it does everything in a seamless manner.
And the first time Zach was hooked up?
It was a pretty amazing experience because I hadn't moved my ankle in a way that I could see for 2 years.
For now, Zach can only use it a week at a time, and it still has bugs in it. But the Army is hoping that maybe 5 years from now, or even 3 years from now, losing a limb just means you get a new one. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.